Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Hey, look, Ma,
I made it. Did you ever have that moment when all of a sudden something happens and you think to yourself, my gosh, I did it. I made it. Yeah, I actually succeeded in life.
I'm a huge success. I'm an adult now. Look at me. I'm all grown up.
Yeah, and I think that there's parts of us that will never really feel that completely. Like, I'm one of those people that I'm never truly happy. Like, whenever I get like to one of my goals, the next goal is already in my mind, right?
Yeah, it's funny. The last time I went to IKEA, I'm walking out with furniture, and there was on the side of the box, it said, you did it. You're adulting.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. So flat pack furniture now is the mark of being an adult? That's it? I'm a grown up now? All right.
But I had a moment this weekend, Raymond, where I thought to myself, I did it. Okay. Like, I made it. And it's such a dumb thing, but we're getting ready to put our house on the market, so we're starting to do a lot of packing to get rid of all the clutter, so, you know, we could trick people into thinking that our house is bigger than it is.
Long process, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, as I'm loading up the boxes, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do all the quote-unquote, like, fragile stuff first. And I have these Yadro statues, and these Yadro statues are pretty expensive.
Okay.
And I've gotten them at milestones in my life.
I mean, they must be, because I don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
So they must be expensive.
They are. And, like, some... When growing up, my mom would collect them.
Okay.
So she has like a bunch of them throughout her life that she has on display in her glass hutch in her house. And I remember being a kid and growing up and like looking at them and knowing that they were like valuable things. And as I'm going through my glass hutch and I'm packing them and I got the bubble wrap and I'm putting them away, I have four of them. I have one when I got married. I got one on our first year wedding anniversary, and then one when each of my daughters was born.
Okay.
And I looked at them and I go, huh. I always wanted this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I always thought like it would be a big deal for me to have my own Yadro statues, which, well, first of all, what an old lady thing anyway. But like, anyway. And as I'm packing them away, I go, but I did it.
Yeah.
I have them. These are mine. And you want to know what?
What?
If I really wanted to go buy another one, I could go buy another one.
You could go do it.
I could go do it.
Look at you.
I did it, Mom. When was it that you thought, like, you were like, I made it, I did it?
I'll give you a simple example. The other day I was cleaning my car, and I haven't done that in a while, and I rediscovered that my vehicle has the heads-up display. So this is when you're in the car, and it's dark or whatever, and everything that's on the dashboard, it will project it onto the windshield like a spaceship or something. Mm-hmm. And I forgot that I had that. Like, I mean, I remember looking at the car and looking at other cars, and I had to buy it quickly because my other one had blown up. So I remember thinking to myself, where'd that display go? I was like, I must not have bought that car. It must have been too expensive. Rediscovered it. It was just a switch I had to flick underneath the settings. And when I did that, I was like, look at me, man.
You did.
I'm a huge success.
Yeah.
I'm so rich. You can see the speedometer on my windshield.
Oh,
and it displays whether or not a stop sign's coming up. It's pretty amazing.
We asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, when did you feel like you made it?
Yeah.
And where's the one I'm looking for? Meredith wrote, when I became a best-selling author. Yeah.
Wow.
That's when you made it.
Yeah, I mean, you actually made it.
You did it.
Right.
Right.
You probably have a heads-up display in your car, best-selling author. You probably do. You probably have for years.
Brenda wrote, just when I was able to buy my own car.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
When did you think, like, something happened in your life and you suddenly realized, I made it. I did it. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. What was that moment in your life when all of a sudden you were like, hey, I made it? You know, like, I actually did it. I'm a grown-up, and I made it. Look at me.
Yeah, I remember the first time I took an all-inclusive vacation. I was like, look at me. I can go in any restaurant on this property. Even though the whole place, the beach had been destroyed by a hurricane and the room smelled like mold, I still felt like a big deal.
Yeah, the first time I went on vacation without my parents, that was like, oh, look, I made it, you know? Of course, it was at a budget resort in the Dominican Republic. But, yeah, I made it.
You made it.
Yeah.
You made it back alive, too.
Yeah. Christian, when did you feel like you made it?
I always said this to my friends and my family. I know I made it in life once I got a refrigerator that had the ice cubes and the water in it.
Nice.
That's a good one.
On the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the front frickin' door, man.
That's right. You deserve that access, man. You know why? Because you made it.
Mm-hmm.
You made it.
Yeah, we're not peasants filling up with tap water from the sink. We got it from the fridge, baby. It's filtered. H2O mineral water. Put it in your house.
Oh, man. That first year, though, we never account for the cost of having to replace the filters. Dang it!
I don't think I've ever replaced the filter in my new fridge.
What?
It's got to be 2 years now.
That's disgusting.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Let me live in the moment, man.
Kayla, when did you know that you made it?
I knew I made it when I was able to take my whole family to Disney World.
Oh, girl. That was like a car. You could have had a car.
Oh, my God.
Instead of that trip. But bravo.
It was so expensive.
It's a big deal because I think that's every parent's dream is to be able to take your children. But it's an expensive dream.
Yeah.
It's expensive. It's a huge, huge production. You have to plan the flight, the hotel, the everything. It's just, it's a lot.
By the time my family, when I was growing up, was able to take, you know, us, at that point, I was an older teenager.
You didn't want to go.
I didn't want to go with them, right? What was I, stupid?
Yeah.
I could have got a free t-shirt out of that. I rode all the rides. Just fun family stuff. But it is a big deal.
Alexandra, when did you feel like you made it?
My husband and I bought a house, and we finally had his and her sinks in our master bathroom. That was it for me.
Oh, it's a big
made
deal.
It.
Wait a minute. One wasn't the vanity, and then the other one was in the bathroom. We're talking two side-by-side sinks. One house.
Absolutely.
Girl, you made it.
You made it.
You made it.
I mean, I'm looking to buy a house right now. I've looked at a lot of places so far.
Yeah.
I still can't afford that.
We have the sink side by side, his and hers.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the bathroom is not that big. So it's not like you can leave everything on the counters anyways. Mm-hmm. So everything's going to be tucked away anyways. I don't know. We need more. Once I get a few more extra square feet, then I'll know I made it.
We looked at a house that had a big master bath with his and her sinks. And I almost wanted to put an offer in just because of that.
Yeah.
I hated every other room in the house. Every other room. But I walked into the bathroom. I'm like, we could both be in this bathroom at the same time.
Wow, wouldn't even feel like we were crowding each other.
Oh my gosh, it was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. That's how you know you made it.
Big day.
1-800-330-9999. When did you know you made it? With fast and powerful nationwide 5G on all plans, it's no wonder people who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. When's that moment you knew you made it? Like, you did it. You accomplished it. All those dreams you had as a kid, for the most part, like, you're a grown-up now. You can function on your own.
My first leather interior in a vehicle.
Yeah.
My father was so mad, he thought it made me soft.
Yeah.
He said, what happens the first time you get in your car with your keys in your back pocket and you stab a hole in it? I was like, Dad, it came with leather. Don't be mad at me.
That's so funny.
He also never got air conditioning in his vehicles early on because he thought it made him soft.
You know, when my husband and I, we were very young when we got married. When we bought our first place, I wasn't on the mortgage. They didn't want me on the mortgage. I was a liability on the mortgage.
We know how that is.
So I remember when we finally sold that place and we bought our second house, and then I was allowed to be on the mortgage.
Yeah, your name, it carried some weight then.
I was like, I made it. I did it. That good was job. A big deal right there, you know?
Good job. Yeah.
When did you know that you actually made it? 1-800-330-9999. Ella.
When I finally bought a new car, I'd always have used cars before that, and this was finally my first new car, so.
That's exciting.
That's a great feeling.
Yes.
I remember when I bought my first one. I mean, I paid like 9% interest. It was a terrible deal. It was a beautiful SUV, the leather, everything. I mean, at the time, it had all the gadgets you could find in something. That thing was nice, and what a feeling. What a feeling. And it snowed for like 3 weeks, so I got to drive it everywhere, like in push-button four-wheel drive. I felt like a champion.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, what a great feeling.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Laura, when did you make it?
when I finally graduated from nursing school.
That's a big deal.
I just remember that moment where I was in a parking lot, and I'm like, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I did it. It was so good. And I want to offer encouragement to any nursing student who is struggling to get to school. Totally worth it. Best job ever.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
Thank you. That's great.
You congratulations. Made it, girl. Made it. Hey, Nicole, when did you know you made it?
Well, it took me 3 times to get my driver's license, so definitely made it.
You know what? It took me twice, I think, to get my motorcycle license. I think I failed the written the first time. I know that feeling. Like, you know, I mean, you think you're just going to go in and sail through. It's almost like when you fail, you don't want to tell anybody, but you have to share. And, you know, I don't know how it was, but back in my day, all your friends knew when you were going for your test.
Oh, it was a big deal.
Yes.
Getting a driver's license.
Yes.
Yeah. Nicole, not for nothing, but if I would have failed after the second time, I'm relatively certain my father would not let me go for a third time. That would have been the end of it.
Hey, Mike, when did you know that you made it?
When my wife lost her job and I had to take care of both of us.
Yeah.
And you were able to.
And I was able to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then you know you're, yeah.
You made it. You figured it out. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You had your big boy pants on. You handle it. You were like, no, we're not going to cancel the cable. We're rich.
Yeah.
Then, like,
yeah,
3 months into that, you were like, dang, we're broke.
Yeah.
Right. But,
but we still got food on the table.
Right. Yeah. We're still eating. Right. The heat's on. Right. Turn it down maybe 1 degree, though, everybody. Right. Did you turn that light off when you left the room? Thank you.